gotta find their good side. Find their good side.
You're on Fab FM, Paul Makin's with you. It is Wednesday night, and of course, at this time, every Wednesday night, we do a music special. Now, this one's an interesting one because it's a little bit like Groundhog Day, because we spoke to Anthony Prever a few weeks ago. We did a music special with Anthony and talking about his music and some songs that he has written for the United States. Now, he is going over to Nashville. But anyway, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. The fact is that we had Anthony on once before on our special, but we're revisiting Anthony because he's got some interesting news. Welcome back.
Paul, thank you for having me back. I feel like a regular. I'm here so often, you should put my name on a car park out the front, you know.
It's already there.
I missed it. I came in the back way. It's just force of habit, you know.
Well, look, we talked about your music and ukulele. The ukulele is your chosen instrument, and we certainly played some of those. And they were great, but I think you're a fabulous songwriter. And we played a song that you had demoed, had recorded in Nashville, called A Person's Good Side. Originally, it was called The Photographer when you did it on your ukulele album, but it's now been called A Person's Good Side. And we're able to play that song here on Fab FM during that music special that we did with you. Let's just hear a little bit of that song.
You drank and talked about my life, about someone I didn't like. And that's when this old man took me to task. He said liking someone is like taking their photograph. You gotta find their good side. Find their good side. From their good side, one side will be kinder. Your job is to find a person's good side.
A Person's Good Side, a great song. But the interesting thing is, Anthony, you have written another song, and in my book, it's better than that one.
Well, I didn't want to be a one non-hit wonder. I wanted to have a have a second song that wasn't a hit. And yes, yeah, so I've written a new one, and we've demoed it in Nashville, same place where we did A Person's Good Side. But before we get to playing that song, just so that it isn't all about me, I thought maybe we might play a couple of other songs in that genre on the same theme. And I guess these are songs that inspired me in a way. And I thought that way it's not all about me. Now, the genre is, I don't quite know how to describe it. I guess you'd call it the particular pain of watching or knowing that a woman you care about is dancing with some other guy. Now, dancing can be literal or figurative, but that's the theme of my song.
And this is the latest song that you've written.
That's right. And I thought we'd look at a couple of other songs on that theme. Now, to me, the best song in the history of songs on this theme is Save the Last Dance for Me. You know that song?
Absolutely. Great song.
It was the Drifters, I think 1959 or 1960 they recorded it. It was written by Mort Schumann and Doc Pomus. You ever heard of those guys?
No.
Their fame precedes them. But you would know their songs, though. That's one of the things I love about songwriters, is that you don't know them. You think, who, what? But then you start to list off the hits, and you think, oh, my goodness, those same guys wrote all of them. So they wrote Save the Last Dance for Me. They wrote other stuff for the Drifters, too. They wrote This Magic Moment.
I love that song. This Magic Moment. Yeah.
Been covered by many people, including yourself. But I kind of forgot about that song, and then I saw the musical Dirty Dancing, and there's like a scene in there where they play that, and I went home and just listened to it. So that's Mort Schumann and Doc Pomus. They wrote that. They wrote a lot of stuff for Elvis, too. They wrote Marie's the Name of His Latest Flame.
Marie's the name of the latest flame. Dun, 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 dun.
Don't you have like a music library you can turn to, Paul? We're at a radio station. You've got CDs behind you everywhere, and yet it's you.
All right, I'm going to show off now. Here's Elvis with that song.
And Marie's the name of his latest fame. Though I smile, the tears inside were a burning.
There you go. Is that enough for you?
Well, there you go. You like that guy used to do the sound effects on Hey Hey It's Saturday. Daryl mentions, like, you know, bricks dropping, all of a sudden bricks drop, you know. But so they wrote that one, Marie's the name of his latest flame. They wrote Viva Las Vegas. That was a big one for Elvis.
I'm not doing that one.
People know how that one goes anyway. So they had so many hits, these guys, and Doc Pomus was very, very close friends too with, who were those two guys? Lieber and Stoller, who wrote with Elvis. So I think they were kind of like a mentor to Doc Pomus. But yeah, a lot of hits, but this Save the Last Dance for me was a very personal song for Doc Pomus. Doc was the lyricist, Mort wrote the music. Because when Doc was a kid, he had polio. And by the time he was in his 50s or 60s, he was in a wheelchair. But before that, at the time that he wrote Save the Last Dance for Me, he was already on crutches. And, you know, they say opposites attract. He met and fell in love with a Broadway dancer. So, of course, she wanted to go, you know, if they were at a party or whatever, she wanted to dance because she's a Broadway dancer. And so he couldn't dance because he's on the crutch. So he had to stand at the side of the room and watch his wife dancing with all these other guys. And he realised that dancing was important to her, and he was happy for her to do it. But of course, a part of him was always worried that, you know, that she might go off with one of these guys rather than come home with the guy in the corner on the crutches, you know. So that's where that song came from. And when you know the story behind the song, it takes on a whole other meaning, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's a beautiful story.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine, like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you
can he take you home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Save the last dance for me. That's the Drifters on Fab FM on our music special, talking to Anthony Prever, who's a wonderful. Now he's such a humble guy, but I can tell you, I think he's a very, very talented songwriter. And I'm doing this interview with him and a music special with Anthony because I know that when he goes to Nashville, and that will be very soon, he won't take my calls. I'll be trying to get through. There'll be minders. They'll be saying, look, he's in his trailer. He can't speak, all of that stuff. So I thought at this stage we'd have a chat to you before you leave.
Well, that's the wise thing to do, Paul, because as you say, you'll be dead to me once I make it big.
See, at least he's honest.
That's right. And back to the music. You know, we're talking about songs about women you care about dancing with some other guy. We heard Save the Last Dance for me, which is one of my all-time favourites. And I always wanted to write a song in that genre. And there's another song too, an Australian song, which kind of falls into that category, which I like too. It's called How to Make Gravy by Paul Kelly. Now, this is one you don't know, right?
Is that in a cookbook at all? Or is that that's a song you're saying? How to Make Gravy.
It's one of the few songs that includes a recipe in it. So, you know, Paul Kelly did well to incorporate that. But it's there's a lot going on in the song, but part of it is worrying that a woman dancing with another guy will result in the narrator in the song losing the girl. But it's a Christmas song, and again, there's an interesting story behind it. So it was the mid-90s, and you know how the Salvation Army puts out like a Christmas CD, all big stars doing a Christmas song? And the guy who was organising the CD that year, he said to Paul Kelly, would you like to do a song for it? And he said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And the guy said, will you tell us what Christmas song you want to do? And, you know, we'll just so you don't clash with anyone. And Paul Kelly thought about it and he said, okay, I know what I want to do. I forget what it was, but, you know, White Christmas or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas or some other song that had the word Christmas in it. And the Salvation Army got back to him and he said, yeah, somebody else has already picked that one. So he said, okay, well, how about this? Then he suggested another song. And they got back to him, oh, yeah, somebody else has already picked that one. And he kind of said, screw it, I'll write my own song. I'm tired of this. So he went away and he always liked that song White Christmas, which is Irving Berlin, the idea of being away from somewhere where you want to be on Christmas. Irving Berlin was in LA writing about a White Christmas in New York. And so he came up with the idea, Paul Kelly, of this prisoner in jail just before Christmas and phoning home, talking to, I think, his brother, and talking about this Christmas that he's going to miss and how all the family are coming down. And because this guy in jail used to make the gravy for the turkey, the guy in jail is giving the recipe for the gravy over the phone, because as well as being a criminal, he's very good in the kitchen, you know. And so he's giving this gravy recipe over the phone. I heard an interview with Paul Kelly one time, and the recipe for the gravy that's in the song, Paul Kelly's former father-in-law gave him. So he runs through, and I went to a Paul Kelly concert one time, and you know, they got the souvenirs, the CDs, the T-shirts and whatnot. There's a tea towel that you can buy with a recipe for this gravy on it, you know. So there's a lot going on in the song, and it's about regret and making mistakes in life, going to jail and whatnot, and family and realizing what you have when you're away from it. So there's a lot going on in the song. It's a much busier song than my song, but there is about halfway through this fear that the guy in prison has that on Christmas night when they all push the tables back and dance, that the brother of the guy in jail is going to take off with the guy in jail's woman. So if you listen closely in the song, you'll hear that. Do you want to play that one, Paul?
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bells. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please, don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland. Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the roast. Who's gonna make the gravy? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine, and don't forget a dollar for tomato sauce, for sweetness and an extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry, I screwed up this time. And look after Rita, I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing in line. I hear Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? What was his problem? He never did get Nina Simone. And Roger, well, I'm even gonna miss Roger, 'cause there's sure as hell no one in here. I wanna find a place to pray the baby Jesus. Have a Merry Christmas. I really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. And later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Mervin and push the tables back, and you'll dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. So brother, please don't stab me in the back. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Just my mind, it plays up, multiplies each matter, turns imagination into fact. You know I love her badly. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some gravy. I'm gonna taste the fat. I'm sorry. Yeah, I love her badly. Tell them all I'm sorry. Kiss the sleepy children for me. You know one of these days I'll be making gravy. I'll be making plenty. I'll pay them all back. I'll pay them all, 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 pay them all back.
So, Paul, that was How to Make Gravy. I back Eno this one because it's a song that you don't really know too well.
That's
but
right.
I hope you like it now. I hope you're a fan of it.
Yeah, it's a different song. It's a very different song. Now, we're playing this, folks. We're talking to Anthony Prever here. He's a musician. He is a writer. He's a composer. He's a producer. He's a lot of things. And he's about to make a pilgrimage to Nashville. And the reason that we're playing all of these songs that are to do with somebody dancing with the one you love is all leading up to one song that Anthony has penned and had demoed, and we'll play that tonight. Now, Anthony's song that we played at the beginning of the program, the beginning of the special, is A Person's Good Side. I absolutely loved that. I had it in my car playing it. And I thought, I don't think Anthony's going to come up with another song to beat that. However, you have with this new song, which I now love more than A Person's Good Side.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, Paul. I just hope we haven't oversold it. We don't want to disappoint the people.
Now, it's a great song. It's a great song. Now, first of all, explain what it's about, because one of the things, people who go overseas to fight for us, you know, and we have Australian troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Americans do too, and the Allies, the group of nations that do that. It must be awful to be in that faraway place, a very different place to Australia, for example, and be serving for your country, and then realising that you have a woman that you love back here. Now, although I'm talking about an Australian soldier now, your song is about an American soldier, is that correct?
I guess so. I guess it could be either, because I think it's set in a camp called Freedom. So in Iraq, there was actually, I was reading this article about all the different names that the US gave to their camps in the Middle East. And there was one called Freedom Camp. And that kind of sang out to me as if that could be the place where my song could be set. But I think like Australian troops stay at these American camps. So I guess it could be any of the allied nations. But as you said before, when you're writing a song, it's sort of a combination of everything that's going on in your life at the time. So I was listening to Save the Last Dance for me a lot, and I was reading about these different camps that they had in Iraq.
And how to make gravy.
And also a guy I know, his son has joined the army, and so he hasn't gone overseas yet, but he's sort of stationed interstate away from his girlfriend. So when you're writing a song, all of these things in your life come together, and as they did with this song, and this is called Don't Hold Her Too Close.
So this is the song, your latest song, that you've had recorded in Nashville. You've basically produced this song. Doug Stokes is the singer, as he was with A Person's Good Side, the first one that you had demoed. But this is your second song, and I think this is an absolute ripper.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I'm kind of happy with how it turned out. It's a very pure, cleanly written song, I think, and it sort of moves me a little bit because, as I say, even if you've never been a soldier or whatever, we've kind of all been in that position where, you know, the woman that you like is dancing with somebody else. I've been in that position recently, and I should probably be happy for her, but I'm far more interested in being sad for myself.
All right, here's the song now, and just listen to the words. Listen to the words.
From a camp called Freedom, in this Middle Eastern hell, I make my weekly phone call back home to my sweet girl. It's Saturday night, her time, and she's meeting up with friends like you. At that same bar where we rocked out before I shipped out. Boots. And no, I wasn't looking to try and make a move. and we soon began to fall in love. On that night, I really lucked out before I shipped out. My baby.
Well, what can you say about that song? It is a beauty. Look, if I could, I know that it's only a demo, I would have that on my playlist and rotate it like mad. I think people listening to that song tonight and can appreciate the words. The first time I heard it, I shed a tear and I got goosebumps.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered that that happened to you, Paul. I'm pleased with it too. It means something to me. I can relate to it on some level. I guess the goal when you do these demos is that somebody, an artist or a producer, will hear what you heard in the song, or what somebody like yourself, Paul, heard in the song and want to go into a studio and do a full recording of it, where they take, you know, considerable time and thought and effort, and then maybe they might put it on an album. So that's my hope, that eventually somebody will want to record it and it'll get a wider audience. But we'll see how we go.
Anthony Prever has been my very special guest this evening on our music special here on Fab FM. Just as we wrap this up, Anthony, and I wish you so much luck with that song. I think you're going to go to Nashville. I think you're going to, once you're there, even turn out more and more songs. You're going to be very prolific, I believe, while you're there, because you'll be right in the heart of those country songs in Nashville. When do you go? You've had to give up your job in Australia. You worked at a television station where you were a producer, but you now have to quit, hop on a plane.
A couple of suitcases and that'll be it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it scary for you to pull up all these routes in Australia and then head to Nashville on an aeroplane?
Well, whenever you make a big change in your life, you start to get a bit anxious about it, particularly if you're, you know, alone in the world. You know, I don't have a wife or kids, so it's always just, you know, me by myself without anybody to sort of go through it with. But I think, you know, I made the decision a while ago and it felt right at the time. And you like to think that was your gut talking, and then any hesitation that comes after that is just anxiety drowning out what was initially the correct decision. Mm. At least that's what I keep telling myself, yeah. Anyway.
So have you got a plan?
Well, I head there in early August, and I'm hoping that while I'm there I can get some sort of a day job that will enable me to get a working visa, and then I'll be able to stay and continue to work on my songwriting. So in a similar setup to what I've done here, but in Music City in Nashville.
Do you know anyone there?
I know a few people there. I know the the people that have been recording my demos, a few other, when people have heard that I've been going, I've had a few introductions from people there. I've had a song plugger there who's been trying to get that A Person's Good Side song recorded. So there's a few people that I know. One thing that I have noticed is that when you reach out to people, producers and whatnot, to see if they're willing to take a song, they may not necessarily record it, but they're quite open to listening to it in for the most part. So it is meant to be a fairly friendly city. So I'm hoping that I'll be welcomed. I know that the last thing they need is another aspiring songwriter. It's not like I'll get to the airport and they'll say, "Thank God you're here." But I hope and feel like it'll be a welcoming place nonetheless. And even if I have to come back, at least I would have met a lot of people and played a lot of writers' nights and whatnot in those 3 months, and then I can come back again down the track. But I'm hoping that I'll go and get to stay indefinitely.
All I can wish you is the best of luck as you head overseas to Nashville. As you have confirmed, you will not be talking to me once you make it. I'll be dead to you. You've already said that. That's fine. So I wish you luck, and this is probably the only time I'll be able to shake your hand.
Well, Paul, you know, you won't be dead to me, only seriously wounded. And I will talk to you any time. And I really do appreciate your support. You've always been a great champion of my music. And if any songwriters are out there listening, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So often you feel like no one cares and there's so much rejection a lot of people just don't get what you're doing. So when you find somebody like yourself as a radio host, as a person who does get what you're trying to do, it means a lot, and it's really encouraging because you think, well, if I found one guy, I might be able to find other people too.
It's a beautiful thing to say, and I thank you for that. Oh, I enjoy talking with you, Anthony. I'm going to really miss you, and I genuinely say that. You've become a really dear friend, and I'm going to miss you when you go to Nashville, but I'll be following your progress, and I hope the listeners too follow the progress of Anthony Prever.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of dreams, and one of my little dreams is for one of my songs to get recorded. And then I email Paul and I say, "Hey, Paul, it's been recorded. We've got a major label recording. It would be a great honour for me for you to play it on Fab FM." And then you would play it on Fab FM on high rotation. And that seriously, that's a little dream of mine now, you know, and hopefully it'll happen. Watch out for that email.
Isn't that great? Can I have permission to play A Person's Good Side one more time as we go out tonight?
Yeah, sure. I get royalties whenever these things are on radio. So knock yourself out.
I'll pay you cash.
US dollars, please.
They told me a photographer would come and take my picture for a story in the paper the next week. Said, "Meet me tonight at that little bar down the street." We drank and talked about my life, about someone I didn't like. And that's when this old man took me to task. He said, "Liking someone is like taking their photograph. Gotta find their good side, find their good side. Don't leave till you've got them from their good side. One side will be kinder. Your job is to find a person." Shot of me, he checked his watch, then gulped his whiskey down and said, "Son, I can't stay, got a poker game way across town. As well as a photographer, I'd met me a philosopher, and he said what to say on head. Said liking someone is like taking their photograph. You gotta find their good side. Find their good side. Don't leave till you got them from their good side. One side will be. Will be kind.